Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Grenville Strategic Royalties 2017 second quarter results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. If anyone has difficulties hearing the conference, you may press star zero for operator assistance at any time. I would like to remind everyone that today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that reflect current views with respect to future events. Any such statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those projected in the forward-looking statements. For more information on Grenville's risks and uncertainties related to these forward-looking statements, please refer to the company's Management Information Circular dated May 11, 2017, which is available on SEDAR. Today's call is being recorded on August 9, 2017. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Steve Perry, Chief Executive Officer of Grenville Strategic Royalty. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for participating in today's call. I'm joined today by Dominic Rao, our Chief Financial Officer. Yesterday afternoon, we released our 2017 second quarter financial results, which can be found on our website at grenvillesrc.com. Before we begin, I'd remind listeners of our quarterly and investor presentations, which we post to our website, grenvillesrc.com, on the financials page, which contains additional useful information about our business model and, importantly, our portfolio. It was a strong quarter. Adjusted EBITDA was positive. We again, and this is something we're very proud of, delivered positive free cash flow. We made five new investments and one follow-on investment during the quarter and one new investment after the quarter end. And we made progress in monetizing and improving the non-performing assets. Since inception, we have deployed nearly $68 million in capital, and those investments have generated $41 million in cash returns. Our royalty model is quite simple. We're a cash-on-cash business. Our investments translate into free cash flow from royalties and contract buyouts. This strongly differentiates us from mutual fund-type companies where value is largely in portfolio net asset value. We are all about monthly free cash flow, and free cash flow was a robust $3.5 million for Q2. Royalty and interest payment income was $1.04 million for Q2. Even when excluding the $3 million realized gain on the Aquam contract buyout, we generated positive free cash flow for each quarter of 2017, as well as for the month of July 2017. With back-to-back solid quarters, we're pleased with the trend and believe we can continue this trajectory moving forward with our new investment model. Our immediate focus today is to solidify a $400,000 monthly run rate of royalty income as we replenish the portfolio after the successful contract buyout of Aquam during Q2. This is a highly sustainable run rate for this business and allows us to grow the business with excess free cash flows, including those future contract buyouts. Expanding on the buyout track record, we have recorded seven contract buyouts, including Plytech, since inception. The Aquam buyout announced in April was our most successful buyout to date. The $5 million payment brought our total return on the original $2 million investment to $7.5 million. That represents an IRR of approximately 76% and 3.76 times multiple a cash return, which is our highest since inception. Our alternative growth capital worked for Aquam because it provided them non-dilutive capital to achieve specific milestones established by their board. The seven contract buyouts completed to date have generated $18.6 million in capital, excluding royalty income, or $23.9 million, including royalty income, that we redeploy into new opportunities. Buyouts are the most competitive, low-cost form of capital available to us for continued growth. As such, buyouts are an important part of our return profile. We believe additional investments within today's portfolio represent buy-down or buyout opportunities. However, the timing of when they'll occur is difficult to predict. In the interim, the longer those investments remain in the portfolio, the stronger our returns. When combined with positive free cash flows from our royalty streams, we have a strong operating base for the business, providing an excellent platform for future growth. We made five new investments and one follow-on investment during the quarter, with one new investment following the quarter end. We deployed a total of $4.25 million in these six new investments, consisting of Frequence, CareIntellects, Connect and Sell, MedWorks, Fixed, and Hybrid Financial. Each of these new opportunities fits our revised investment strategy. To give you a sense of the kinds of investments we're now making, here's a quick summary of a couple of the recent deals. Frequence provides supply chain management solutions to food and life sciences companies. This is a software as a service or SaaS business established by the largest player in the organic food industry, Earthbound Farms, as a solution to their pressing need to track product. After acquiring complementary technology and a life sciences customer base from IBM, the company was independently funded with Silicon Valley Venture Capital. Today, we are investing alongside highly regarded Silicon Valley entrepreneurs and investors, including Charlie Sweat, the original Earthbound Farms CEO who launched the company. Frequence represents another example where our royalty product is ideally suited to act as a catalyst for future growth in a business led by a quality management team with strong capital partners. Connect and Sell is an automated sales platform developed by legendary Silicon Valley entrepreneur Sean McLaren. The company provides technology to help inside sales teams radically accelerate the cold call sales process, resulting in high sales ramps and higher conversion of calls to sales. With over 1 million calls already delivered by the platform, this is a mature company experiencing significant year-on-year growth, with much of the capital provided in recent years by the founders. We like the financial commitment shown by the founder group in the growth of the business. Our pipeline of deal flow is as strong as it's ever been. We reviewed more than 140 deals during the quarter, and the deals we are reviewing today are higher quality than what we have seen in the past. Yesterday, we announced our latest investment in Hybrid Financial, a Toronto-based fintech company that provides automated, data-driven sales and investor relations services to Canadian and U.S. companies and investment banks. The investment in Hybrid, along with the five investments made during the quarter, demonstrates that we returned to a more normalized pace of investment for us. We expect to deploy capital on a consistent pace through the remainder of 2017 at a rate of approximately $1 million to $1.5 million per month across 1 to 3 new investments. Achieving the right cadence and deal flow is an important next step of our growth plan for the company. Our objective is to match our deal flow to our available capital, balancing investment and financial capacity. With the strong deal flows established where we are investing in only, say, 1 to 3% of deals reviewed, we have the right systems in place to grow the business as our financial capacity expands. Part of the growth strategy is to deal with the legacy portfolio, of course. We made progress toward monetizing key non-performing investments this quarter, such as Lattice Biologics and Watchit. As an example, we negotiated an approximate 19.68% share in Lattice for extinguishing a portion of the royalty investment. We continue to hold a secured note for $700,000, for which we extended the maturity, and we still hold a $1 million royalty investment at a rate of 1.25%. The conversion of these legacy positions into equity is part of our plan to clean up investments that have not paid their royalty. In these select cases, we believe we're more likely to pick up equity returns than recover the royalty investments. Similarly, we've materially improved arrears in the quarter from roughly $650,000 in Q1 to just $100,000 this quarter, with a further $48,000 received in July. The conversions we're discussing represent another lever in our toolbox to retain our returns by blending the expected royalty into a mix of royalty and equity returns with improved performance. The important changes we made a year ago in the structure of the organization and the portfolio are beginning to emerge. The portfolio is stronger today than it was a year ago. We have made significant changes to reduce our cost structure. We are generating positive free cash flow on a consistent basis, and we are deploying capital in new opportunities and expect to continue to do so for the coming months. With that, I will turn it over to Donica to review the financial results.
Thank you, Steve. Royalty payment income was $1 million in Q2 2017 compared to $2 million in the same period in 2016. The change is primarily due to approximately $825,000 in royalty payment income from seven investments which have not paid for at least 3 months. Revenues were negative $2.1 million in Q2 compared to $1.3 million in the same period last year. Revenues were negatively impacted by net non-cash items of $3.1 million compared to $800,000 in the same period last year. The net non-cash items consisted of $1.2 million of unrealized loss from the change in fair value of royalty payments acquired at promissory notes receivable, $1.4 million of unrealized loss from the change in the fair value of the Lattice shares, and $500,000 of unrealized foreign exchange loss. Total operating expenses were $800,000 in Q2 compared to $1.7 million for the same period last year. The improvement is a result of the $675,000 payment to the former CEO last year and lower expenses across all categories in the current period. Salary and benefits were $336,000 for the period compared to $377,000 for the same period last year, excluding the payment to the former CEO. Management continued to voluntarily take temporary salary reductions during 2017 as part of the growth and profitability plan initiated last year. We estimate operating expenses to run between $2.4 million and $3 million on an annual basis going forward, or $200,000 to $250,000 on a monthly basis. We recorded adjusted EBITDA of $3.4 million in Q2 compared to $500,000 in the same period last year. The improvement was primarily due to the $3 million realized gain on the Acrum contract buyout. Cash flow was $3.5 million in Q2 compared to $340,000 in the same period last year. The improvement was due, again, to the Acrum contract buyout. As of August 8, 2017, we believe royalty payment income and interest income for the month of July will be approximately $350,000, which equates to approximately $100,000 in adjusted EBITDA and $50,000 in free cash flow. For the three-month period ended June 30, 2017, the monthly run rate for royalty payment income was $342,000, which accounts for the lower royalty income due to the Acrum buyout. Our focus is to replenish the run rate to exceed $400,000 per month by the end of 2017 as we redeploy capital from the buyout into new royalty investments. As of June 30, 2017, the loans and royalty agreements acquired were $67.8 million, an increase from $64 million at the end of 2016. Working capital was $9.3 million, and our cash position was $8 million. Past due royalty payments were $103,000, of which $48,000 was collected during July 2017. We are seeing some material shifts in the U.S. dollar exchange rate. During July 2017, the impact of the exchange rate on royalty income was a negative $10,000. I will now turn it back over to Steve for his closing thoughts.
Thanks, Donica. The royalty investment model we have designed for Grenville is quite simple. It's a cash-on-cash business. We've invested nearly $68 million since inception and delivered $41 million in cash returns. Wins like the Acrum buyout demonstrate the impact our royalty-based model can deliver. Our focus is to increase our monthly royalty income above $400,000, where the business is generating significant, sustainable cash flows. The refinements we have made in our investment strategy require patience. We have made steady progress in the last 12 months and are positioned to exit 2017 in a much stronger position than we entered it. We have $8 million in capital available to deploy in new investments. Our pipeline is strong and growing each month. with higher quality opportunities. With the 6 new investments in 2017, we intend to return to a more consistent pace of investment throughout the year. We would like to thank our shareholders for the commitment and patience they've demonstrated as we execute our growth-focused strategy. At this time, we would now like to take your questions. Operator?
Certainly. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no questions at this time. I'll turn the call back over to the presenters.
Thanks, operator. Just maybe one last comment I think is just don't want to refocus or add focus in the financial results reported. The Aquam buyout is obviously a significant event for us. It creates a lot of cash for new investments. There is a temporary reduction in royalty income that has this an effect of taking that money onto the balance sheet. And so when you see royalty income of $1 million this year, that's largely, as Donica mentioned, that's an impact of having that major cash event. Ultimately, when that cash is redeployed, we end up with more royalty income than we had when we started. And that's really the essence of the model. Every time we can recycle that capital, improve our capital velocity, we improve the overall return to our shareholders. And so we are very focused on those buyouts. On the other hand, it's a balancing act. When we can see future buyout opportunities, and we have $8 million in the bank, we're actually very comfortable if those buyouts occur later because we continue to receive those very valuable monthly payments and our overall cash-on-cash return goes up. And so management here has this balance that's always going on between, you know, pushing towards exit on deals and receiving high-quality royalty income from those transactions. That's really the art of the business here, if you will. With those comments, I guess we'll wrap up the call. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. And as always, we're available by phone here at the office if anybody has future questions. I would make one last comment and encourage people to look at the portfolio information on the presentations on the website. In particular, we would draw your attention to the payback chart. It says portfolio cash returns. That includes deal-by-deal information that will be, I think, very helpful to investors in terms of understanding the performance of the portfolio. Thanks so much for your time today.
This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect.